Thank you for tuning in to the Covenant Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the teaching and preaching of God's Word. The Covenant Podcast is a ministry of Covenant Baptist Church located in Indianapolis, Indiana. And now, here is today's speaker.
Come towards the close today. When you consider all these things, your ignorance of the light will be because you chose to close your eyes. It's because you chose to close your eyes, not because there is not light to be seen. You do not see because you are choosing to close your eyes. I implore you to open them today. I know the light shines a light upon your lost condition. And when God does, it is that very moment that you have an opportunity to come and repent. Do not find comfort in the company of other blind men. Repent. Do not leave here where light can be found and continue to close your eyes to the light. The Lord's own people didn't receive him either. According to verse 11, he came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. You want to know one of the most sobering things to me? One of the most sobering realities in my life and in the ministry that I have been trying to walk in for 25 plus years, and the people that I have had an opportunity to be among and to be acquainted with, from my early days being raised in the setting that I was raised in to knowing people today, one of the most sobering things to me is that so many people choose their religion over the light of Christ and remain in darkness. They choose self-righteousness over the light of Christ and repentance and humility. They choose the comfort of their own traditions over the light. They choose their own ideas and preferences about God over what the light has revealed him to be. They choose things about God instead of choosing God. In one sense, verse 10 describes how the world in general misses the light by closing their eyes to the light, and verse 11 describes how the religious man misses the light by choosing his religion over God. Verse 11 describes an untold number of people who know the name Jesus, but do not know the man Jesus. These are people who are frequently in the presence of the light but refuse to receive him as their light, their God, their King. And instead, they place their religion before the light. I believe one of the most ready and white harvests available to the church and to God's people today is not necessarily in the bar or the saloon. It is in the church pews all across the land. Because religion can be chosen above the light. Comfort in our own self-righteousness can be chosen, and in so doing, we reject the light. I want to close here shortly, but I want you to listen to what the passage says here about those who do receive the light. This is mission critical stuff. These two verses, verse 12 and 13, they are verses that will explain to you and to me, to all the world, what it is to be born, what it is to come to the light, what it is to receive the light of Christ. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. All who did receive him, all who believed his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of the man, will of man, but of God. Verse 12 could not be more clear. Those who have been given the right to be children of God are those who receive the light when the witness bears witness to it. They didn't take it. Did you hear? The scripture does not say here that to all those who took him, to all those who made some sort of intellectual, head-only decision. It's not what the Bible says. The Bible does not say that all those who made a decision, it ought to be a witness to us of the demonic and incredible ability of the enemy of our souls to take a word like receive and then have men who are themselves often lost in darkness and presenting the gospel as though it is something that is taken when it is used, the word that is used is received. Some will say in this that all are saved who receive Jesus. And I think even in other translations it says the word even those who believe. Even wasn't in the original text, but it gives this idea that it's some kind of minimalistic way to be saved. If you just receive Jesus. That's often how it's proclaimed, and it's a weak, watered down, false gospel. Who are those in the light? Those who have received something. The light. Who is the light? Jesus. Those who are in the light, those who have Jesus, have received him and believed. They didn't take it, they received it. They did not earn it, they received it. It was not by their works. It was works that their eyes were opened and their hearts were filled with the light of Christ. It was a gift that was received through the repentance for sin, and the light himself demands. Titus says in verse 4 and 5 of chapter 3, but when the goodness and loving kindness of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. There is so much controversy today over the idea of receiving Christ. Sadly, many have terribly misrepresented what it is to receive Christ and have turned it into a decision of the mind rather than a reception in the heart. They've turned it into a decision of the mind rather than a reception in the heart. Make no mistake, your mind's going to be involved. I don't want to proclaim some kind of hyper-spiritual, unintelligible, irrational experience only. I'm talking about an acknowledged awareness of sin that brings conviction, that brings us to repentance to God, and then a reception of the peace of God in our hearts and the forgiveness of sin that is received. Maybe you or someone you know has made a decision to accept Christ. I ask you today, did you receive anything when that happened? Was anything received? The Bible tells us here that there is a receiving that takes place in the heart. Verse 12 goes on and tells us that beyond receiving, there is a believing in His name. To believe in His name is to believe in the person of Christ, to believe Him, to believe Him. Not just believe the preacher who's speaking about Him. Not to just be convinced in your mind that there's got to be some explanation for my life and the world that we live in beyond this realm, and there must be a God. Listen, there's a difference between understanding and recognizing that there must be a God and knowing that God. There's a difference in knowing a little bit about Jesus and receiving and believing on His name. To believe the name of the Lord Jesus is to submit to Him as King. To submit to Him as Lord. If you do not see Christ as King and Lord, then you do not really see Him for who He is at all. Your problem may not be that you don't believe. Your problem may not be that you don't believe. Your problem may be an unwillingness to submit. An unwillingness to acknowledge Jesus Christ, the light of the world, as your King and as your Lord. may not be belief only, in a respect of an awareness in your mind. Your problem may be simply a failure and a resistance to yield to His will. If there is nothing within you of a desire to submit to Him, no inward attitude of a longing to be a witness to the light and to live in the light of Christ, then it may very well be that there's no light in you at all and it continues to elude you. And I will come to a close on this in verse 13. It's so important. Saying that about one particular verse over another is silly, I know. But listen what it says in verse 13. Who were born. He said here in verse 12 again that He gave those the right to become children of God. How does one become a child? It's obvious, isn't it? It's born. It's born. Where there is a new birth, there is a new child. 1 Peter 1:3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. How does one become a child? They're born. Is it not through being born that one becomes a natural child? In the same way, it is through being born again inwardly, spiritually, that one becomes a child of God. The absence of the insistence on the new birth that Jesus Himself speaks of and has in this scripture and many others has led to the deception of countless souls. You can agree with a creed and not be born again. You can live a good moral life and not be born again. You can stand behind a pulpit and not be born again. I believe one of the most haunting cries in the halls of hell is the cry of the one who said, I did what I was supposed to do. I shook the hand. I signed the card. I acknowledge the reality of God, and yet they never submitted themselves to God in repentance for forgiveness. And those who cry out, I repeated the prayer. I was baptized. I went to church every Sunday. I tithed. I did what I was supposed to do. I provided for my family. I cared for my children. I loved my husband. I loved my wife. I took care of my home. I was good to people by and large. Why am I here? And they won't be asking that. It's really rhetorical. They know. Because Jesus will have told them, depart from me, I never knew you. The new birth. Though it is often overlooked, it is not because God is silent about it in His Word. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old passed away, and behold, all has become new. 1 Peter 1:22. Having purified your souls by your obedience to the truth, for a sincere brotherly love, love one another earnestly from a pure heart, since you have been born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered, Jesus, the words of Jesus, truly, truly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you think it's just the New Testament, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, I will give you, God says, a new heart and a new spirit I will put within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Over and over, God brings down the truth, the truth of the born again experience with God, whereby we submit to Him, repent of our sin, and then He forgives, and we receive that forgiveness, and there is an awareness and an acknowledgement of that. We are given specific instruction on the nature of the new birth here, and it simply says not of blood, who were born not of blood. In other words, it's not genealogical. It's not who your parents were. It has nothing to do with that. It's not of blood. It's not of the will of the flesh, of what we've just said. You can't just simply take this and decide this. God reveals the light of himself and his truth to you, and you acknowledge that, but it's not something you simply take, nor the will of man. It doesn't matter how many people around you might want you to be saved. It doesn't matter. Because this new birth is accomplished by the will of God. Born of God. God has sent witnesses into the world to bear witness to the light of Christ. This is the work of the church. It is the work of every believer. But particularly, again, God has sent certain men at times into the world to preach and to proclaim the gospel. I pray he continues to do so. He calls new men to preach this word, and it is a blessing and an honor when he does. There will be some who refuse to receive this preaching and this witness, those who blatantly reject the witness, but there will be those who do receive it, who believe it, and are born again. We see that here, and the question is simply, what will you do with this witness? What will you do? I implore you to believe in Christ. Repent of your sin. Believe in him and repent of your sin. Submit yourself to Christ today, now, and follow him. Seek him with a submission and a repentance that is real and sincere, and do this inwardly until you are made new. And peace replaces the burden. The proclamation, the rejection, and the reception of the light of Christ. Only God can say so much in so few verses. I pray that God would work in your heart this morning, and that you would repent if you do not yet know him and are yet lost in your sins and in darkness.
We hope you have enjoyed listening to today's program. Please visit us at www.covenantmbc.com to access our podcast archive and learn more about the ministry of Covenant Baptist Church. Visit us on our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/covenantinindy.